only been 3 weeks since you returned from your previous mission, ostensibly gaining information to pass on to the Council of the New World Order. The reality would live with you for years to come, being reignited each night in your dreams. But you had a feeling that once the Council had received your report, they would suddenly decide that there were missions for the one who had survived the obsessive cultists and their servants. Ordinarily, there was a break of about 6 months between each mission, time to recover and recuperate, but now you find yourself standing outside the same door that you stood in front of just a few weeks ago. You hope the circumstances of your subsequent mission will be considerably less dangerous, though secretly you know that they won't be. Once inside, you see the seven old men dressed in grey and hidden in the cavernous expanses of the ruined dark thrones. One of the men presses a single button, and the spotlight falls onto you as it begins speaking.
We're pleased that you successfully completed your mission.
As was I.
It is unfortunate that we must recall you to our service so quickly, but a problem has appeared that must be solved with the utmost alacrity, and we know of only one man who can act with such celerity, you.
The sentence ended, and there was complete silence. Then, a different man spoke.
Do you accept?
The question is irrelevant, as it would mean certain death if you did refuse, so you choose life, this time at least.
Yes, what is the mission?
As you are no doubt aware, we have several planets in the Beta Quadrant set aside for military testing and research on weapons and chemicals. You must go to the planet Splin and investigate a situation that has developed there.
A situation?
A number of subjects at the planet were accidentally exposed to a form of biological anti-personnel weapon that we were developing to aid our efforts against our enemies on the outer ring of the Empire. This biological substance causes a process of transformation over time, resulting in the death and subsequent reanimation of mammalian tissue. In short, it kills, as it was supposed to, but then it restores the dead to life after a few hours. These creatures crave living human flesh, and many of them lose the ability to recall any of their human skills within days of their death. Initially, this would not have been a problem. The security forces on the planet captured them, and the scientists began to experiment on the zombies.
So why do you need me?
We believe that the enemy from the outer planet somehow sabotaged the containment fields and compromised the security measures, exposing all in the base to the biological agent. It is your mission to enter the base, eliminate all non-human life forms that you encounter, and secure all 50 decks. Once this has been accomplished, you must leave a tactical thermonuclear device in the deepest level where the Raptors are located, and then after you are aboard a ship, detonate the device from orbit. This will make sure that there is no chance of infection moving to colonies in the nearby systems. We will see you in 1 week after the completion of your mission. Good luck.
With that, the light shuts off and the door opens behind you. You never saw their faces, and so you don't know if they really think you will return, but you vow you will. Welcome to Gloom 3, Zombie Edition, by Gareth Murphy. Additional sound effects and graphics by Chris Burns, Richard Murphy, and James Cagle. Story by Chris Murphy. Gloom Utilities, coded by Dave Newton. With thanks to Mark Sibley for the Gloom concept and original version. Good luck.